God's economy is not like ours. The poor are rich, the weak are strong, servants are leaders, and those who die truly live. Our world's economy says money is success and power, servants are menial and disposable, and those who die to Christ are mentally weak and need a crutch. In other words, God's right side up is our upside down. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying the book of James and his look at why we shouldn't show favoritism in the church. James chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? One author tells the story of a pilot who was practicing high-speed maneuvers when the pilot made what he thought was a steep ascent only to crash into the ground. In the midst of all the maneuvering, he had turned upside down and never made the correction because he thought he was right side up. James is warning us to make the correction and align our lives with God's economy before we crash. The world says that right side up is to cater to the rich, show them preference, because then maybe they will write you the big check in the offering plate or elevate the status of the church, while at the same time looking past those who would be considered poor. But as James points out to his readers, that approach hasn't worked out very well in their real world. Christians, no matter how poor they may be, possess both spiritual wealth right now and anticipate even greater blessings in the future. And it's from this spiritual perspective and worldview, not the material, that Christians should consider one another. After all, didn't God choose Israel, a non-impressive nation? And didn't God choose Bethlehem and Mary and a donkey and fishermen, all poor in the world's eyes? But he chose them to put on display the glory of his name. So don't cast out what God has brought in, or you'll end up bringing devastating harm upon the church because we begin operating by unbiblical principles. Unless, of course, you enjoy being oppressed and sued and listening to people blaspheme the name of Christ. Let's get right side up on this one by trusting God's word day by day. Today, please pray for John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast in Romania.